Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The UK Research and Education Center at Princeton has this year made some technology upgrades to improve its effectiveness in research. Center Director Dr. Richard Coffey with some detail on one facet of the improvements.
The record-keeping system, it's actually one that's web-based, and it's one that, in particular, some of our farm workers that are doing some of the general work for the researchers here, maybe in terms of spraying some plots or even some tillage or some harvesting things, that they can actually access that stuff with their phones and update that stuff instantly, so that when anybody wants to know what's been going on some of the research plots, they can pretty quickly just log onto that site and see what has been done to their plots.
The upgrade also included precision agriculture instruments for a sprayer, tractor, combine, and an ATV.
We have such small plots for some of our research. It may not be even an acre field. It may just be a pretty small subplot of a field that we use a lot of ATVs, even for like some spraying of herbicides and some of those things. So we've got some of that technology that we can even use on those small vehicles for that, and even just plotting different things here on the farm. So in addition to what you would see in some of the bigger operations where they're looking at it from a tractor standpoint, we've taken some of that technology down to even ATVs.
We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Back with Richard Coffey at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center on that precision equipment upgrade. He says it's all connected real-time on the web.
For example, if our farm superintendent is out on a sprayer using his smartphone, gets that uploaded to the site, somebody coming right behind him can pull that up and see instantaneously what has happened. So it's quick turnaround with inputting that and somebody having access to that data.
And that could prevent a mistake, which might require starting over.
That's right. And sometimes that can be pretty costly. But for the sake of the research, I mean, we've got to have confidence that it's correct. So if we think there's a chance for error to have been put into that system, then we basically want to scratch it and start over, unless it's something that we can very easily correct.
That upgrade was partially funded by the Ag Development Board, Kentucky Corn Growers, and the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.